flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie has hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Hope that you are feeling that Friday mood as you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Adatula, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Someone said on the text line, guys, if you sign Bregman, do you trade Pena? No.
No, man, gosh, what are we doing?
We want all the baseball cards, man. Them. We ain't trying to give up nothing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now that one there.
So, everybody sign here, man.
That's right. That is going to be an area of focus now. We are trying to
be the LA Dodgers, man.
281 says, J-Lo, don't you always say to sign the best player and figure it out later? Yes, and I agree with that. And I would want this to happen. All I'm saying is, color me a little skeptical that it will.
I just want to see who playing left field, man.
Yeah, no, well, it's going to be Altuve if it happens.
Some people are like, no, just put Isak Paredes in left field. I don't know. Actually, I need to go back and check. I don't think that I saw him playing left field for any extended period of time in his career. Yeah, I haven't seen him play left field for like a significant amount at all. He's obviously played second base, and so... But, I mean, hey, that's in that part of what spring training is for. Give him a glove and see if he can go do it. So, yeah, man, and we're rapidly approaching February when, you know, pitchers and catchers will report. It's almost that time, baby. Mm-hmm. It's almost that time. All right, let's talk about the Texans, but not on a, like, football level. This is actually an above football level because the Texans parted ways with team president Greg Grissom, who had been literally with the club since its inception. Not since it started, like, not since they started playing football. Since its inception.
Yes.
And he had been the team president for, what, 5 years?
4 years, I believe. He was team president. And keep in mind, like, first of all, enormous shout out and congratulations and thank you to Greg Grissom. I mean, this was a guy that before they had a uniform or a logo was involved with the Texans being what they are now. And, you know, literally rose. I don't have all his job titles, but rose through the ranks in that organization. And ultimately became team president and got this organization through all kinds of transitions.
Senior VP of corporate development at one point, led in several endeavors, rather, in business sponsorship development, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Just all sorts of different business side things for the Texans.
Name a transformation that this organization has had, and Greg Grissom had his hands on it, from uniforms to rebranding the whole H-Town stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because they were sort of distanced from H-Town.
Yeah, they're really embracing the city, becoming more of a banner for the city.
And Figgy, you've worked with him a lot. I've worked with him a lot. I mean, just
a good dude.
Good dude. You know, did the work. you know, obviously rose to the very, very top. And so kudos to him. I do find it interesting, and this is what we're going to talk about, you know, because it was apparently amicable, I think is the word they used.
That is the word that they used. Yeah. Of course, Cal McNair thanked him for his services, yeah. which, of course, is kind of standard fare, but I think is sincere
yeah.
in this instance. But I don't know what the catalyst for this move would have been. And mm-hmm. that's really what I find yes. to be more interesting, and I imagine what our listeners find more interesting. What is the catalyst for this move? Because, again, it's very clear that this is not like bad mm-hmm. Bad blood or like something nefarious. And so you do wonder, like, what ultimately does this, and like, what does that mean for the team as a whole, for
right.
like, for the steady hand to no longer be?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Either.
Yeah, and one of the things that Greg said, and again, credit to him, classy move, quoted in the release, you know, about wanting to move on and other challenges and things like that. I don't doubt any of that. What I will say is there are still big things that the Texans want to accomplish.
Correct.
Like there are, it's not like he's leaving because there are no more challenges. You know, the old blackjack dealer, palms up, twist your hands, and I'm done. There are still big challenges, specifically, and forget the Astrodome. We can talk about the Astrodome a little bit because
I
know the Texans.
Here we go.
No. I'm saying forget it. Forget the Astrodome aspect.
By the way, someone said that that's your sentimental thing you can't get rid of is the Astrodome.
Oh, I got a better one than that. Just listen. But just forget that. They want and need, and on NFL terms, I mean, you know, it's a hell of a stadium, but they need a refurbishing, upgrading, et cetera, updating of NRG Park and specifically NRG Stadium.
Correct.
That would be a huge challenge that I feel, knowing Greg as I do, he would embrace, wrap his arms around, and really attack.
Not only that, like yeah. that's been something that he has been taking lead yeah. on trying to engage yeah. with the Harris County Sports
Authority,
Sports and Convention Corporation, whatever. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they are the ones, it's a unique, in fact, mm-hmm. dynamic that the Texans have with the county and with NRG Stadium, because most municipalities with the team that is the primary tenant of the building that they've built,
mm-hmm.
it is, they have a relationship where the team is responsible for yes. maintaining and upgrading the building that they have. That is not that's even the relationship, the one that I just described, mm-hmm. is the same for the Astros with now Daikin Park, mm-hmm. and the same with the Rockets for Toyota Center. It is not the dynamic for NRG Stadium and the Texans. And so what has happened is over the course of this, 20 plus years mm-hmm. where you've had NRG Stadium, it's been the county that's been responsible. And that's directly in response to the Astrodome, where that situation was the case and they felt like the Astrodome yeah. fell into disrepair. And so the county, in trying to counteract that, was like, no, we'll take... Or we'll have this entity mm-hmm. that'll take charge of doing that. But one, you know, did they actually ultimately have the funds to take care of it and do the upgrades that it typically keep up?
Yeah.
And two, like, did they just have the will to? Like, did they have the inspiration and the motivation yeah. to? And so I think that has allowed NRG, which is a fine stadium, don't get me wrong, but to maybe, I mean, and it is a little, it's quickly, weirdly enough, becoming one of the, I guess, older of the stadiums without being like the classic stadiums, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so... you found yourself in a place where now the Texans want to have some of those advancements, but the dynamics that currently exist within that have made that tough. And so finding a way to mutually agree with the city and with the county and find a level of, I don't know, diplomacy within there, for lack of a better word, has been a challenge, clearly. And I do wonder if, like, now the opportunity, especially as Greg has been actively working on this, if this is now an opportunity to have some new blood and new eyes in the conversation that can maybe push that forward. Because that feels like the biggest thing that they're undertaking right now. That's the biggest, one of the biggest sources of revenue for any team.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. As much as they said amicable, and as much as Greg Grissom said he's leaving to pursue, quote, other opportunities, to me, this is the opportunity everyone wants to pursue. You're president of an NFL team, and it is at a tipping point here, at a crossroads of, we've got to upgrade the stadium. We want to update it and make it better for everyone, from the players all the way to the fans and the fan experience.
So, and you're right. That goes to a full park, especially. And this is where a lot of sports stadiums and venues are going, is they're not just the experience in the arena, which is necessary to upgrade, I think. But then also, it is the building of, like, the district around it, like making an entertainment district around it. And I think everybody understands, like, hey, the tailgate culture has built, you know, with the Texans, which is fantastic. But that built out of necessity of, hey, there's not a lot of things here. And I think that that's something that you want to push forward. And that, like, you know, kind of development is something that a lot of these teams you're seeing across the nation have been garnering more money, more revenue from. And I think that the Texans probably would love to have that additional amount of development outside of just the stadium itself, but like that area around the entire NRG Park, and then also Rodeo included, because they're you know, partial tenants as well, finding a way to have that new step forward. And they're right at the precipice of trying to figure that out. So I think that at least my immediate thought was, I wonder how much of that factors in.
And what I'm saying is this: I believe it was amicable. You know, I could see Greg saying, hey, you guys have been great to me, I've loved it. And I could see the Texans saying, you know, you've been incredibly loyal, we've loved it. But I also feel, in that vein, this was an opportunity that, first of all, Greg Grissom has a better relationship with the county than I would guess just about anybody over there.
Probably.
And you're going to, Greg Grissom has been working on this.
Or probably, at least there's a level of familiarity. I don't know what the relationship
I would guess
is.
harder and more focused than just about anybody over there. So I think it does come down to, hey, thank you. Hey, no, thank you. But we do want someone else in there, maybe with a better experience at stadiums, maybe with new blood, as you put it. So I do believe it was amicable, but I also believe this was an opportunity that Greg probably would have embraced, but it's not going to be him.
You know, sometimes divorce is a good thing.
There you go.
From 713, Jack is coming back, baby. Don't you dare put that evil on us. Don't do that.
I rebuke that.
Rebuke you. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and bind that. Put the blood of Jesus on there as well. From the 832, tear down the Astrodome, and you have all kinds of room to do whatever the hell you want. And I think that's
all right. Let's go. Let's talk.
No. Down. I think that's probably part of, like, all of this is because, again, that is also within the purview of the county. And so I do wonder, finding ways to get those things done, because it's clearly been something that's been tough to get over the goal line in whatever negotiations, whatever conversations. And again, that feels like one of the high business priorities for the Texans in working with the county. And that's immediately where my mind goes in the dynamics within there. And so, salute to Greg Grissom on a fantastic career. I guess I want to come back around and say that. And somebody also asked, how old is he? It might just be that he is ready to retire. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I don't know. But
he wasn't.
Okay, because I was like, that was not the tone
that
or the tenor.
That brother got too much pep in his step to retire, man. Yeah.
Right, and that was not the tone or the tenor of the release that was given by the Texans. So it'll be interesting to see who ultimately takes over that role as team president and what they're capable of doing. Because I think that if I am right, and this has something to do with, like, stadium redevelopment and even, like, just the general landscape, that means a lot when it comes to fan experience For the Texans fans, and that is something that we've talked a lot about with the Texans. So we'll see what that goes. I think that this might be a first domino.
Y'all remember this cartoon called Doug?
Yeah, of course. Of course I remember
Doug.
I grew up on Doug. What you mean?
Hey, what are you
doing? With Skeeter
doing?
And everything. Yeah, man. Patty Mayonnaise.
Apropos of nothing. I was just wondering if you remember
what are
that.
You doing,
just
man?
If you remember that cartoon.
You're in the loop. That was so indelicate, bro.
Oh, hey, shout out to everybody over there, man.
That's right.
What you doing?
I don't know.
I'm asking if you remember a cartoon.
No, you aren't. Because when I started talking about Doug, you ain't give me nothing. See, I always got time to talk about Doug.
Football head.
That's Hey Arnold.
Oh, that was Hey Arnold.
Oh,
that's
my,
right.
Oh, my God.
I got him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Hey, what is
my,
happening?
My
let's
bad.
Go to
my
break,
bad.
Man.
My bad, people. Sorry about that.
To be fair, that's not really your
era.
It's
the same vein.
That's not your era.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, In the Loop right here on Sports Radio. I appreciate the synergy that happened there. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. In honor of Altuve just not being able to quit Alex Bregman. He's standing on business, standing 10 toes down. He said, I'll go to left field behind keeping Bregman here. What is a sentimental or nostalgic item that you just refuse to quit, that you cannot let go of? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.